everybody. Welcome to another First Run Bald Movies. Tonight, Jim and I saw Thor Ragnarok. It's the third Thor movie. I don't know what installation it is in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
205, I think.
205?
Yeah.
I thought it was 206. But
shit.
Who's keeping track?
Oh, wait. How many Iron Mans are there?
Well, you might be never right. Saw three.
Yeah.
It was directed by, I hope I don't butcher this guy's name, Taika Waititi, who is a New Zealand filmmaker who's known for doing a lot of comedy. He did a comedy horror film with Jemaine Clement about vampires in New Zealand called What We Do in the Shadows, and another dramedy, Boy, that got a lot of acclaim, too. I haven't seen either of those, but I'm kind of interested now because this guy got away with making a slapstick superhero film, essentially.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I felt like it was more akin to like Guardians than most of the other Marvel stuff has been.
Except for maybe even more so. The Guardians of the Galaxy is very cool humor.
Mm-hmm.
This was like this more like Three Stooges kind of stuff.
Physical comedy,
a lot of like Thor does making fun of the character of Thor.
I would label like 95% of it as irony.
Mm.
Like I'm saying something really awesome about how I'm going to go do this thing, and then something that makes me look foolish.
And then I fart.
Happens. Yeah.
Waka waka.
Essentially.
How do you think it worked?
I thought it was all right. I thought there was some really, really cool action, especially in certain parts that we'll probably talk about in the spoiler section. Mm. The humor, I thought there were a couple of like laugh out loud moments and a fantastic performance from Jeff Goldblum. Blew me off out of my chair. It was amazing.
He's just doing
his Jeff Goldblum thing. It's nothing you haven't seen before, but man, it's so good.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I felt like halfway through I realized, oh my God, they're going to make the same joke for 2.5 hours or however long this movie was. And they did. They proceeded to make the same joke over and over and over. And by the end of it, I was sick of it.
Huh. What would you say that joke is?
It's, hey, I'm an awesome person and I'm doing this cool thing. Oh, never mind. It didn't turn out the way I wanted it to.
Hmm.
And they do it over and over and over again. And my biggest problem, I think, is that everybody has the same sense of humor. Like everybody across the board, there is no variation. Even the big bad has like the same sense of humor as the good guys.
Hmm.
And they want different things, but they're like all the same characters.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, that's my biggest criticism. I did have fun watching the movie though.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. It stays at that fun kind of gear.
It does. Yeah.
Which is weird because the plot revolves around, you know, the Armageddon myth of Asgard, the complete like the destruction of Asgard, and can Thor save it once again? Like all these stakes, like these are the kind of things that are like very, you know, that like sober a movie up. Like, you know, you can have mm-hmm. fun and Iron Man can make his wisecracks and. But then, you know, when the aliens show up to take over New York or whatever, like things get appropriately.
Yeah,
sober and solemn, and there's a little punching and fighting and lightning bolts and missiles and whatnot, and then you're over. This movie didn't really even care to shift into any of those grimmer tones.
Yeah, there were a couple moments where I thought they were going to, and they sort of do for about 2.5 minutes, and then they go, nah, let's do this all the way, I guess.
Well, see, and then, like, I don't know anything about Thor. Like,
I know less than you.
Huge blind spot in my, you know, overall. I've seen him in the big crossovers, but I don't really got a handle on his character. And what I think is awesome is this movie just decided to grab the Guardians paintbrush and maybe even add a little bit more color to it.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good choice because Asgard is like it's got a rainbow bridge right. running right through the middle of it. It's fucking Wizard of Oz, so just lean into it.
Yeah,
like even Cate Blanchett as the villain Hella.
I think that's Hella.
Hella.
Yeah.
She would love Life is Strange. She's Hella, and she's fucking awesome, and she's like just vamping it up, and she's really sexy and cool. And menacing, but in a fun kind of way. Like, she slicks her hair back, and it turns into this, like, fucking battle headdress armor thing. And she just flings blades like she's some kind of fucking crazy gauntlet power-up. I thought it was good. It wasn't what I was expecting, and it's not like a great. It didn't crack into the pantheon. Like I read some reactions. In a couple minutes we had before we read the podcast, and I feel like people are like, oh, this is a new standard for Marvel to hit, and I'm like,
yeah,
I don't know about all that, but it's let me put it this way. I've seen the second Thor movie once, maybe twice. Mm-hmm. If you put a gun to my head, I don't think I could tell you what the plot was. And I'd probably mix up large parts with Hellboy 2, The Golden Army.
Okay.
Because it's all about dark elves, or maybe they're frost giants, and there's tooth fairies in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. There's a big red demon. That's Hellboy. it was a snooze fest, in my opinion.
Those are the complaints I've heard. Yeah.
I don't know if that's a controversial opinion around comic fans, because God knows sometimes I step in these landmines, but I just thought it was a snooze fest. This, not a snooze fest.
No, certainly.
So I don't know how it sets them up for, because it looks like everything kind of pointing to this Infinity War. But yeah, I guess that's what's cool is that, like, the Marvel Universe wasn't quite ready for Thor to show up. They did all right by kind of poking fun at his over-seriousness and giving him a relationship with Natalie Portman and, you know, got him in good enough shape where he could be a part of the Avengers. But it felt like the Guardians and Doctor Strange gave them the rest of the palette they need to tell a Thor story.
Okay.
So this probably be the last Thor story too. Like I feels like everybody's get their three movies and then they got one last thing and then Chris Pratt's got another movie or two and I don't know what the hell they're gonna do after that. Black Panther rebuilding around Black Panther, which we'll talk about here in a minute. Do we have any other non-spoiler takes?
I don't think so. I'll just say in the non-spoiler section there continue to be really good cameos in the Marvel movies.
Oh, yeah.
One from someone you definitely know about.
Yeah.
And one from someone you don't. And it was fun.
Yeah. And the other thing is, like, we can talk about this in a non-spoiler way. I really wish they did not reveal that the Hulk was in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they need to. Yeah. They built that up, and it would have been real moment. Like, I think if you were paying attention, like, you would have smoked it 15, 20 seconds before it happened.
Yeah.
But it would have been a big, fun reveal. Showing him in the trailers did nothing, I don't think, to sell tickets.
No.
For this movie. It just fucked up what the movie was treating like a big, giant reveal, and it should have been a big, giant reveal.
Yeah, that's the thing. I wouldn't have had a problem with it if they didn't treat it with, like, oh, we're going to reveal something big here in a second during the movie for like 15 minutes building up.
Yeah.
If they had just like made it, well, we showed this and we're going to show this in the trailer, guys, so let's just make this a thing.
Yeah.
It could have been better, but yeah, I'm with you. That kind of ruined the reveal.
I don't know why they did it. I don't know why they did it, because there's so many other big ideas. Like, fuck, like, you know, I don't want to spoil anything. But, like, there's other big splashy things they could have shown that wouldn't have spoiled the reveal. And the other thing is, like, they didn't just do that. They just trampled on some of the best, like, if you've seen the trailer, you know about some of the, like, you know, standalone witticisms that the Thor and Hulk trade. And, like, all that shit just is, you know, it goes from being cute and funny to, like, borderline tedious when you're sitting through.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen this 7-8 times out of context. Now I see it in context. It doesn't change my appreciation for it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The movie grinds at a halt instead of picking up speed. These are criminals, the people that are making these trailers.
They are.
Like, you're going to make $1 billion off this film. Pump the Hulk brakes a bit.
Yeah.
Criminy.
Here, I've got a counterculture thing for you.
Oh,
don't make a fucking trailer. How about that? Just say here's the release date. Nothing.
I don't know.
You don't think everybody would go see the next Marvel movie with no trailers?
I will say that, kind of like Beyonce did with her Beyonce, like, just like, I'm big enough, I don't give a shit. Like, it's a random Tuesday, Beyonce! Like, I think Marvel could do that. yeah, like what if, like, on the Friday, the Friday before Avengers came out, just like everyone found out the Avengers is coming out.
Oh, fuck. A week before?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, I was thinking like, yeah, release the date, but no trailers.
I mean, I literally don't think they could do that because like a worldwide film release where you got to, you know, I don't think it'll work. But like, I think Marvel could pull it off if anyone could.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, what are you doing Easter? Doctor Strange 2. You know, it's like,
How about just make a bad trailer? Just make a trailer of people walking.
Or like, the Captain America style. What was that post-credit scene in Homecoming where he essentially made fun of the people that sat through 10 minutes of credits? Scenes. Fuck you. You know what? Fuck you.
I'm not one of those people he was making fun of.
So... I did, and I'll say
this, fun of you, my friend.
This is another, but it was good natured ribbing. It's good natured ribbing, and you're not part of the Captain Club. So what do you think of that? So I did sit through it. I will say that like increasingly, it seems like that the first like you know they got the little bit of credits of like here's the director, executive producer, and a main cast, and then here's a trailer that advances the plot,
right.
essentially for the next movie. And then 10 minutes of credits and 60 seconds of essentially waste, like, you know, it's
Deadpool comes back and says, what are you still doing?
Right,
here?
Right. Yeah. It's the same kind of thing.
Does his Ferris Bueller
thing.
So,
like, I mean, honestly, unless you want to sit through and look at all the effects people, and we should. Like, these are people who spent years of their lives making these films. We should probably applaud them and sit through the credits. But if you're doing it just for the trailer, I'd go home and watch it on YouTube. It's not something you need to see in IMAX. so yeah, I think that's our due diligence. Unless you want to say something else, we can get to the trailers.
Sure.
Was this a new Pacific Rim Uprising?
I think
trailer?
I've seen it before. I thought I saw it last time.
It's the first time my son see it, and he vaporized. He just exploded, and there was a smoking crater where his seat was. he wanted to know. When is that coming out, and am I going to take him?
Did they tell us when it's coming out?
I don't think so. It's a 2018 release.
Ah, okay.
My question is, like, is it going to be, like, early spring or, like, summer? But it looks pretty fucking good. 12 Strong, the declassified story of the horse soldiers.
What a terrible subtitle. What a just rotten subtitle, but
yeah like, it, the audience laughed.
They did.
Now, it didn't take much for this audience to laugh.
That's true.
What did they? Did
My
the front
God.
Row bring in a tank of nitrous oxide?
They must have, yeah.
Because they were having way too much fun for it to be legal.
I think they were watching a different movie on their phones or something. Because they're laughing at times when it was entirely inappropriate, too.
Yeah, no.
So
yeah.
They were having like conversations. I'm so glad I wasn't sitting by them.
No shit.
I would have freaked the fuck out.
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised. You know, whatever. They're in the front row. They're far, very far away from me. But they were really enjoying themselves.
Sure
so this stars the Mighty Thor and General Zod. And it's about 12, I guess, volunteer Navy SEAL Delta Force kind of special forces operators who volunteer to go in. And this is based on a true story to kind of like lead the resistance against the Taliban. The interface with the northern warlords and the alliances and go into battle with them, and looks like a lot of daring do and heroism and noble sacrifices happen. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of a mishmash. I had trouble following like what they were actually trying to accomplish.
I'm interested in the material. I guess I want to see how serious they're going to be about it, and like if they have something to say, because like the trailer did not make me think, oh my God, this is an important thing.
Yeah,
that I need to see. I probably should have felt that.
Yeah,
maybe I just can't take Thor seriously, or Zod.
No? Why not?
I don't know.
He seemed pretty serious in that movie.
Like it's being marketed in front of fucking the Thor, and the only connection I can see is Hemsworth.
Yeah, that's true.
I saw Downsizing, the full Downsizing trailer.
Oh, right.
Actually, this is a new Downsizing trailer.
I think this is, yeah. There are some new scenes in there.
And I found it very charming and kind of thought-provoking in a science fiction kind of way.
I wonder where they're going with it. Like, there has to be some other reveal that they're trying to do here. And I'm glad that I'm asking that question going away from the trailer instead of saying, well, I've seen everything that movie has to offer.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm genuinely curious where they're going to take that concept, because it can't just end at small Matt Damon.
Yeah. I mean, there's like, because it looks like he loses his wife or family along the way.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be just like a way to tell a kind of conventional story about life in a way that makes you think about others. But I kept on thinking, like, my biggest concern is security.
Yeah.
Like, what this is like becomes instantly the most vulnerable population in America.
Right. There has to be big people around to protect the small people.
But why wouldn't they? Wouldn't the temptation be to just, you know, like evil Gulliver Travels these guys?
Yeah.
Like really stick it to them, because what are they going to do? They right. don't have, they, it doesn't seem like they have weapons, and even if they did, like a scale assault rifle would be.
Yeah, even a scaled atomic bomb.
Yeah.
Would be almost
it's still
nothing.
Fuck. Come on, it's still
yeah,
fuck
but it's not going to level city blocks.
No.
Let's drop one of our nukes on the downsizing town.
Right.
See what happens.
Or just like dump over a 5-gallon bucket
of
sulfuric acid. Or gasoline. Yeah. Like, it's done. Done. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my biggest concern. It's like, man, this is a lot of trust in society.
Yeah. And that's why I say they've got to be going somewhere else with it, because of the possibilities that a setup right. like that opens.
Right.
I'll be disappointed if it's really just small Matt Damon loses his family and needs to learn how to relive life.
Yeah. And then we got a new Black Panther trailer.
Yeah.
Which seems like I think we get an idea of the villain. It looks like there's going to be like a rival Black Panther
with a whole bunch of bumps on him.
Yeah, that's like that scarification, and yeah. that's the kid that played Michael in The Wire. He was also in what was that Rambo, the Creed movie? He plays Apollo Creed's son.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God damn, I can't remember that guy's name. But he's like, you know, he's parlaying the body he's built up solely for himself, and because he's a fucking, yeah. he's in beast mode, man. He is ripped and shredded, and I think it's cool that like the Black Panther is going to have to stand toe to toe with like an evil Black Panther.
That's what happens when you film with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah,
it just rubs off on you.
Oh, I thought the steroid creams.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in the air.
It literally rubs off on you. It's like you just bumped. Oh, sorry. Oh my God, my pecs are 3 times bigger now. Yeah, he is fucking ripped and shredded like wheat. I think it's cool. There's a lot of buzz. Like, I can't tell you how many Black Panthers came to my door for candy this week.
Nice.
Tons of them. It was really cool. Like, the movie's not even out, and kids are like...
How many Thors? Zero.
No Thors. Yeah, no Thors. Guess. More Black Panthers than any other superhero, probably, like, any individual superhero.
Yeah, I bet I know why, because Thor Ragnarok is playing a 40-year-old song for its intro and outro, and Black Panther's playing some kick-ass music.
Yeah, they're bumping the latest.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm the world's hip-hop
hits.
I am a huge Led Zeppelin fan, but, you know, it's not modern.
No, and I am not. I prefer, like, Thor should sample some. They should get the...
Oh, boy.
They should go hip-hop.
I don't know about that blend.
Yeah.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, that's a premium
though
blend.
I don't know if it's spoilery, but they go very Stranger Things. I think that's the trailer. You can hear those synth. Like,
yeah.
They have synth, arpeggioed kind of track in the back.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And they have guitars over it and stuff, and it's really cool.
Yep. All right. I think we're about ready to get into the spoiler section here, Jim.
Okay.
This is where we have to say goodbye to everyone that's not a club member.
Okay. Where do you want to start? Can we start with the cameo that we teased?
Because
I actually really got a kick. He didn't do anything special. There was nothing like particularly amusing about it. But seeing Matt Damon playing Loki was pretty hilarious.
You didn't get the main joke.
The main
joke? Do you know who was playing the Mighty Thor?
No, I couldn't recognize
him. The lesser Hemsworth brother.
Was it? Okay.
Yes, it was.
I could not tell if that was actually him.
The eldest Hemsworth. Hilarious.
Luke? Or whatever his name is.
I don't know. The Westworld guy.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, between Matt Damon Loki-ing it up and him playing the cheap dime store version of Thor. So good. So good.
Yeah.
And like I guess I felt dumb, but it took me a while to realize that Loki had taken over Odin.
Oh,
because
me too.
I thought like
it took me until he revealed it.
I thought Odin had just gotten fat and lazy because I don't know, the Avengers have been handling shit or whatever.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of this was lost on me because I haven't seen the second
Thor,
and I haven't seen like two Avengers movies. So a lot of these jokes, I was just like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess
that's not
I
true.
Guess
you,
that's
saw,
Odin.
You saw the last Avengers movie.
Which one was that?
That's the one that had the
Captain America Civil
Ultron.
War.
Yeah, Age of Ultron. You saw that one. That was the last.
Wow,
Avengers.
It was totally forgettable.
I mean,
as most of these movies are for me personally.
True. I'm not saying you're wrong on that.
But I felt it. Like, I knew they were making jokes and they were referencing things that I did not get because I just was not. I didn't see the last Thor movie. So,
All right. Well, that's cool. I also it's probably good. I mean, that's the thing. It's like I thought. Like, okay, well. Because in this movie, Odin dies or reincorporates himself into the Allspark or whatever the hell he does.
I don't know. He's a god. What does he do
and
when he wants to leave?
I'm like, well, that's nice because if they, we talked about Anthony Hopkins getting old and, it's probably unwise for him to be taking on too many franchises. But I'm like, but this is probably the final Thor movie.
Yeah.
So why would you take the Allfather off of the board?
I don't know. He passed down the patch. So
yeah, I'm wondering if they're going to try to get Chris to do like some cameo, like they're going to because that's my understanding of the actual Thor comic is that Thor is essentially a human that inherits the mantle of Thor, and like several people can like be Thor, not at the same time, but like in succession. So like this might be a story of Thor stepping up to the throne and then him handing his power down to somebody else that can continue to be Thor.
Sure.
And there's like essentially I've been thinking about that. They all of the heroes, like Iron Man, can flip the keys over to, and that's actually happened in the comics. Captain America can, I don't know, turn, like, I guess he turned evil briefly.
Give a shield to somebody.
Yeah, give his shield to somebody, and like, anybody can wear the tights, man. So I wonder if they'll go with that, or if they'll just reboot all this stuff, or...
I'm actually thinking... At some point, we're like really, really soon, we're getting to the point where we're just going to make these actors CG. Like, we want to buy your license to your face and voice.
Oh, that's a good idea.
For in perpetuity. Like, we want it forever.
Yeah. We'll give you residuals.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you get 2% of every movie
get
we make
40
for
million,
the next...
You're not going to get $40 million, Robert Downey Jr., but you'll get a nice chunk of change for doing nothing.
For every movie... we make from here on out with you in it.
Yeah.
Because we're damn close to that. I mean, I don't know. Carrie Fisher didn't do any filming on Star Wars, right? This latest one?
No.
It looks exactly like her in that trailer. Exactly. I can't tell the difference.
It was a little... What was the movie we just saw that we were shocked that the CGI acting was so good? God damn! What was the movie we just saw?
I don't remember.
I don't either. But yeah, like
But here's the thing: like, there were some scenes even in Ragnarok, like when they're standing on that cliff looking out over the water. Like, this is all a soundstage, and they're not actually there. You can tell. You can see the CG.
Right.
If you can, like,
oh, Blade
kinda
Runner,
tell.
They had Sean Young in,
right,
and
right.
It just looked. That was just Sean Young.
Yeah, but if you can kind of tell, who cares?
Right?
Really. Yeah. I mean, we're going to get there. We're getting there real soon.
Yeah.
And I could see them going like, hey, Chris, you can't do this forever. Can we just buy your likeness?
Yeah.
For our movies. Like a non-exclusive license to
but
it.
That's,
and just...
that's the death knell of acting then, right?
For sure.
Unless
yeah.
like actors are going to be only doing small indie roles if they go that route.
It'd be really weird to see someone mo-capping for a human being, wouldn't it?
What do you
like
mean?
One that you already recognize. Like, let's say Carrie Fisher was, had a big role in this Star Wars movie, and someone was doing like all the mocap for her.
Yeah,
because the performance would be entirely different, right? It would look like Carrie Fisher, but it would feel like somebody else.
Right.
That'd be fucking weird.
Yeah, I don't.
That's a huge barrier.
That
kind
of makes me sad. But then again, like, essentially, there was a, what do I cry for stop motion modelers or matte painters or anything like that? They've been relegated to the cheap indie stuff now. Or
The technology's going to
keep
getting better and better.
Yeah, that's...
And we'll get there.
That's crazy.
Speaking of technology,
yeah.
I feel like it's a little weird that Asgard has not solved their communication problem. Used any technology to solve the communication. Because this guy's supposed to, like, tell Loki when Thor shows up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever his name, Destroyer guy, or Destroy.
Mm-hmm.
and he has to run into the throne room to do it. He's right. got no way to communicate to the throne room, say, hey, Loki.
Right.
Heads up.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a huge weakness as a civilization, although they're gods. What the fuck do they care?
Couldn't Loki have just... That's the thing. Like, couldn't Loki have just managed the Byguard with one of his holograms?
Yeah.
So he could be like, yeah. oh, shit, my brother's here. You don't, you know, disappear and...
Right.
I don't know.
But communication is super important, and they have not advanced that technology in any way.
Okay.
It's face to face, mouth to mouth.
I think it's one is like it's a magical society, and that seems to really retard the ability to develop technology. It's just like Harry
Potter.
Seems like
it. But why you're going to solve your problems, right? Like, oh fuck, I wish I could talk to Bobby, but he's not here.
They got Heimdall. Heimdall is just like he's the instant messenger for Asgard.
Yeah,
like you know,
what's his bandwidth?
I don't know. And emojis are a bitch with him.
Oh shit! Yeah,
but any kind of like sending video, it's a real problem. It's a real problem. But I feel like it's like Harry Potter. It's like you always some wizard pulls out some ridiculous floating hourglass, and we're like, we don't even use watches anymore. We have this little thing that does everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you're doing with this little black box. And we don't have to wave wands or, you know, go to Hogwarts for 12 years to figure it out. We just, like, pay $4.99 over 2 years.
Somebody
got
did.
It.
Somebody had to.
It's neat because, like, Asgard has a little bit of technology. Like, I noticed that when they flash back to... Well, no, I guess it's when Hela came back for the second time. There was like some sort of starship destroyer things that she dispatched, which like
immediately.
Yeah, she's that much strong. Like, how the hell did she ever get put in her place?
I was wondering. Yeah,
like I guess it's Odin. That much more powerful than her. Yeah, which, that's the thing is that and that there's a lot of questions raised about fucking Odin. Like, he seemed like he was a bad dude, and then I mean I guess this happens. Like, once he attained something that he was happy with, and he wanted to shift into like peaceful mode. It reminds me of like the Richard Harris Caesar from The Gladiator. You know, I've made Rome as big as it needs to be. Now I'm going to now make it all peaceful. Mm-hmm. And but why if you're this conquering god, this fierce conquering Viking god, would you just decide, nine realms is enough?
Yeah, I mean it's tough because they. I thought spent a fair amount of time going over that, but they didn't get quite as deep, I guess, as I
thought
hoped.
We'd get an insight about Odin, but it seems like he's inscrutable as ever because, that's like that he either imprisons or banishes anything that doesn't quite meet his standards.
Yeah, I thought Thor should have struggled with that more, honestly. Uh-huh. Like, she should have brought that to light. It should have been something where... He goes, holy shit, this changes my entire perspective on my father.
Yeah.
How do I deal with that? How do I reconcile these two images that I have of him now?
Right.
And that should have been a struggle, but it wasn't. It was nowhere in the film.
I just
don't
think the director, he would have had to really get his hands dirty to answer those questions.
I mean, that's that kind of the stuff that I agree.
You can't just breeze over that.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, though, because that's the kind of stuff that I like. That's why Logan is so good, right? He's struggling with those bigger ideas about who he is and what he wants to be. And like
his relationship for Professor X and what does he owe him. And,
right.
And it
needs that grounding. It needs to feel important at all. I feel like it needs something more than just a series of jokes and fight scenes.
Yeah, which is essentially what we got.
Yeah. I also think they did a... I'm talking myself into not liking this movie. I also think they did a bad job with storytelling in that Thor handily and easily and quickly beats that monster in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's very clear that he's outmatched when his sister comes back. And yet the thing that he uses to defeat her is the thing that he defeated in the beginning.
Well, but the thing is said that if I get my crown into the eternal flame, that will fulfill the prophecy and bring on Ragnarok.
Okay.
So he was the mountainous god thing where he was just like, you know, a weak. He needed to get his crown to the eternal flame, which
okay.
I thought that was actually pretty clever. The fact that that I think the movie deserves a lot of praise for to essentially use Armageddon to save Asgard.
Yeah, that was an interesting twist.
Asperg.
Ass place, whatever it's called. Yeah. Great.
Jeff Goldblum, man. Man's 65 years old.
I think I missed
old.
That because that first scene was a string of jokes where he's spinning around in the chain as he's saying these
right.
very important
and
things.
And why is there
setting
hellish
you up
being
later?
Let him? Why is he right. being a straight man to Thor's standard?
And can he
routine?
Even kill Thor? I don't fucking think he can. Like,
Thor's
been beaten so many times.
Why did Thor get captured? Why did he let him get captured? Why did the guy think that these chains would hold him? Like,
yeah.
Why? What happened to? Why do people think they can keep Thor's hammer away from him? I mean, that's a fun gag.
Sure,
him just holding his hand out for 30 seconds, and you hear this distant booming and crashing,
especially in Doctor Strange's house.
Yeah,
that was fucking good.
Doctor
man.
Strange deserved it. Doctor Strange needed to slow his roll with the fucking teleportation and weird angle stuff because I thought Thor was going to throw up.
Yeah, especially after that full beer.
Yeah,
he chugged
right. Which that's the other thing is like that shot for shot was in the. You walked out on it, so you didn't know. But that was the after credit sequence for Doctor Strange, him sitting having
it?
A beer,
okay.
saying, "I'm afraid about your brother Loki running around," and you know Thor being like, "Well, I need my dad back," and he's like, "Done deal."
See, I didn't miss anything by walking out.
God damn you! God damn you! What else we want to talk about? I really like. So there's a couple of interesting things. There's this woman who is like the master of arms for the Grand Master.
Yeah.
And
with the melt stick.
I recognized her, but not like her look. And I'm like, was she one of the women from Once Were Warriors? Because it's not like I've seen a shit ton of Kiwi films.
Mm-hmm.
But she's the grandma from Moana. I recognize her voice, not her face.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty. And I guess that she's been in a lot of this Taika films before, which I gotta like. I was looking through his library; they all look pretty rad. I'm gonna have to check those out. But so I thought that was pretty cool. I liked. I mean, a lot of the movie doesn't make sense. Like Thor gets blasted out of the rainbow transport, and he lands on this garbage planet that's got all these portals from all over. And there's, it's like it seemed like the whole planet. And maybe this is I'm sure this has got to be some deep Marvel lore. Again, I'm super ignorant in the circles that like Thor and Doctor Strange play in.
Mm-hmm.
But like it felt like the whole planet existed as a plot device.
Yeah,
here's where you can strand the god, and he's also got every porthole to every dimension there. He just got to get through Satan's asshole,
the devil's anus,
anus, and he'll be all right.
Which. I laughed at. I thought it was funny.
You know,
the devil's anus. It was pretty good.
I think you're talking me into not liking this movie as much because they also dealt a lot of stuff with the nature of the Hulk, and no payoff.
The nature of the Hulk.
Yeah, like Banner in the middle of the movie is like, if I turn into Hulk one more time, I might never come back.
Yeah.
And he turns back to the Hulk.
I mean, is this a symptom of them setting things up for other movies like Avengers
never
5
done,
or 12 or whatever?
They've never done a Ruffalo Hulk.
Yeah.
And I don't know that Marvel's excited to do one because like they've essentially all the Hulks of the Ang Lee Hulk and the Ed Norton Hulk have all been failures commercially because the Hulk...
Pretty one note.
I'm not going to say he's an uninteresting character, but like the most interesting things that the Hulk gets to do are very un-Hulk things. Like, you know, there's a couple plot lines I can think of where like some of the stuff that Peter David did where they split the Hulk into different aspects and let the Hulk become slightly less powerful but actually intelligent. And
what color did he turn?
Gray.
Gray?
Yeah,
okay.
That was the gray version of the Hulk.
Not the red one.
Not the red. Then you're talking like, I think, oh, you're just making a joke.
I'm making
but
jokes.
Yeah, there's like
I don't
this,
know.
There's this Planet Hulk
I know
series.
There are other colors.
But I felt like they set up a bunch of things about like what he, you know, the struggle that he faces and who is the Banner or the Hulk. And they just didn't pay any of those off. Like the Hulk, he turned into the Hulk and we didn't see Banner for the rest of the movie. And nobody seemed upset about that.
Yeah,
and also like you know, Banner said a lot of and the Hulk too accurate things about like the Thor doesn't care and he's not really friends with them. He's just trying to use them, and it seems like that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really like the Valkyrie character as well.
Yeah, she was good.
She was badass, and like there is this thing where when she did this thing where when she first got the gun affixed to the ship, where it's almost like a stripper pole move with it. Did you notice that?
When?
So, you know, they stole Jeff Goldblum's ship, and it wasn't, it's his orgy ship, it's his pleasure ship.
Right.
But, like, it doesn't have any guns, and Thor found her his big machine gun, they bolted it to the door, and when she first, like, activated it, she did this, like I said, like, I can only think of, like, a stripper pole flare off of it.
I didn't see it.
And I'm like, this movie's fully insane. They're just going to... and she's like as hard drinking as like that was pretty badass when she drank like 5 gallons of whatever alien moonshine was in like 7 seconds.
Yeah.
But there's another character where it seemed like they used her to be the butt of jokes. Like, you know, she claims Thor as hers and then staggers off the ship and falls into a pile of garbage. And
yeah, I mean, that's. That's what I mean.
She briefly turns into a party girl when she says that ship's got to have cup holders because they're probably going to die. And you know,
just kind of a mishmash of things they needed from her to get the joke at any moment.
But then she's also this like to your point, like Hela destroyed 100 Valkyries or however many there were, and now one Valkyrie. And but I guess
but they
the
lose.
Other thing,
I mean, they lose. It's not like. They go in and suddenly beat her.
That's
you know?
True. That's true. They had to trigger Armageddon to win.
Right. Which, and, to me, like, changes up the equation in a significant enough way that I like it. Again.
And they also, they had the built-in excuse of she derives her power from Asgard, so the longer she's there, the more powerful she gets.
Yeah.
When, right before Odin banished her, she was probably at her most powerful. So, I don't know. Is she one-tenth as powerful as then, or what? I don't know.
Couldn't tell you.
Idris Elba was cool.
Oh, yeah.
He's just the most, like,
I was wondering
if
we were going to see him.
He's not gotten to do a whole lot in these Thor movies. This was, they actually gave him a little B-plot to do
things. They gave him the Star Trek Insurrection plot.
Yeah.
Get everybody into the hills, then get everybody the ship.
Yeah, and Jack was excited because he's like, hey, he's the gunslinger.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
It was. I thought the scene on the bridge where Thor, you know, after Thor goes and talks to Odin and he comes back and he realizes his power. Yeah. That was badass.
Yeah.
I mean, they started up the Led Zeppelin. I was like, okay, I guess I'll follow you here.
Yeah.
And then the graphics, the effects just impressed me so much.
And it's always fun to see the Hulk beat the shit out of some giant CGI thing, like him wrestling with this dog. And
yeah.
I don't understand why he hit the bridge in human form.
And yeah.
And then managed, like, are you always angry or not? Like, I mean, it's just, that's the thing. It's like, it's just a gag. It didn't make sense. It's just like, wouldn't it be funny if he went to go save the day and he just hits the ground, but then...
But then he's a human being
later,
and
he
he's going
to
break
Hulk.
His fucking head open.
Yeah, he fell like 80 feet. Bruce Banner has no fucking superpowers.
No, zero.
Except for when he's angry, he turns into Hulk.
Yeah. His superpower is being smart, I guess.
Seven PhDs
is pretty good.
Right.
But yeah, that I try to let that shit go. I'm like, they're just having a good time. You know, this is a comic book movie.
Yeah.
Don't get too wrapped up in whether or not the main character would break his neck from that height or not.
And it's like a parody of a comic book film, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's the sensibility. He took like it's not a mockumentary, it's a comic book movie.
new turn
just,
of phrase
just
coined
it. Yeah. Get out of the way, mockumentary.
Comic
book movie. It sounds like something Spock would suffer from every 7 years.
He's got comic.
Captain, irony is gripping me. I cannot contain it. You gotta lock Spock in his room every 7 years because he's just insufferable.
Just keeps trying to mind meld with McCoy. It's
then fuck with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, you know, putting kick me signs in the back of Sulu and wiring up the ship's controls backwards as a joke. It's just not a good scene. Like all that irony Vulcan suppressed all that time just comes roaring back.
It does.
Do I like that Loki seems like he took a substantial face turn? Like, he does this a lot in the Thor movies where, you know, he wants to be good, but he's fighting with his inner frost giant kind of bastard nature. And he also just he got this inferiority complex and like a daddy loved you best complex. But it seems like he might have turned the corner for good.
Yeah.
And is that a good place to leave him if this is going to be like the last solo Thor movie?
Yeah, I would say so.
Because it's like he can't, like, Loki's deal is he's kind of a punching bag. Like, he always fails. Mm-hmm. He exists only to, and I think he's the only Marvel villain that does that, because almost all the other Marvel villains get dispatched in every movie they're in.
Yeah.
So, or they come back hideously scarred for the one last time and then they get beat. But, like, yeah, like, if they can't have him just continually, like Thor puts a lampshade on that. It's like, yeah, I get it. I trust you.
Keep going around and around.
You backstab me, then I trust you, then you backstab me, and it's just gotten old. But I kind of smelled that coming a mile away when all the alien refugees from that gladiator planet were getting on that starship. Uh-huh. And Loki says, you guys seem bereft of leadership. I think they meant you to think that, oh, Loki's going to bend them to his evil will. But then when they showed up, I'm like, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, I have other questions. Like,
I mean, that was payoff for the bit with Matt Damon and the lesser Hemsworth. Like, that's like Loki always wanted to be the hero. Mm-hmm. And now he got his chance. I just wasn't sure if I liked it or not, because it kind of felt a little, I don't know. Somewhat unearned, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I'm curious what kind of technology they have that can implant a device so deeply in Thor's neck that he can't remove it by just gripping it and pulling.
No, yeah, I know that's your bugaboo, but I had some serious, like, is he the god of thunder or not? Like, what?
You're going to shock the god of, apparently the god of lightning, mostly.
Right.
I heard very little thunder, but yeah, you're going to shock that guy?
Yeah.
And it's going to do what?
Yeah, no, and how do you imprison a god?
Yeah.
Like, how is Jeff Goldblum with technological
force field, I guess.
Means? Yeah, but, like, what, huh?
Yeah, and a weird mind-warpy fake circle, a weird circle, what does he call it?
Yeah, it's a weird circle.
weird circle room, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they imprisoned Hulk just by, since, like, Hulk didn't want to leave. Like, this is Hulk's, like, ideal planet. Everything makes sense to him on this planet.
And everybody fight all the time.
And that's the other thing, they didn't really do a lot with that to show, like, by the time they showed how much this planet just is all about the Hulk, like, the Hulk is the local sports team that everybody loves. Mm-hmm. They've got his jersey, they got his face, they're painting him like, really, Banner's the one that got to see all that. And they didn't really have him reflect of, like, I don't know, maybe the Hulk's onto something. Like, I'm a paranoid wreck on Earth, and if I turn into the Hulk, I'm a pariah. Maybe this is where I belong.
Yeah. On a trash planet where everything's broken anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's still, like, you know, there's a lot of things to, like, for a scientist, I would imagine it'd be a lifetime of, like, discovery, because there's all this advanced alien technology, and there's a fucking neutron star apparently collapsing in low trash planet orbit that you could study. That seemed like he was all about that. And that's the other thing. Why did Thor all of a sudden know a whole bunch of shit about Einsteinian radiation?
I don't know.
Like, Thor has always been a meathead jock and ignorant as hell.
The technobabble scene did not work for me.
Nope.
I thought it was stupid. I don't think they should have explained it. I think
they
should have just been like,
it's the devil's anus.
Yeah.
It's the devil's anus. I don't need to know it's a collapsing neutron star.
No.
And, like, well, we need a ship that's like, okay, so Jeff Goldblum's pleasure ship just happens to have the requisite shielding and stability systems to get you through the heart of a dying star. Go fuck yourself.
Guess so.
But whatever. Like,
he wanted it to be very private.
That's weird. Like, the show, like, I feel like that the movie was less successful the moment it lost the courage of its convictions. Just like, this is just going to be a silly romp.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the and I don't know, maybe that's because I've heard some of these kind of, like, you know, more off the wall filmmakers, they feel very restricted in the Marvel system. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, maybe Marvel's like, well, you gotta come up with some comic book explanation for the devil's anus. And he's like, it's the devil's anus.
Yeah.
It's like, no one needs to know how the devil's anus works. It could literally be the devil's anus. It's like Mephistopheles somehow interdimensionally his shitter opens up here in this world. Prove me wrong. Stanley, like I said, most of the stuff works.
Yeah, it was fun. It was mostly fun. I think it really only started to get to me when I realized they're making the same joke over and over, and all these characters have the same sense of humor, which was very late into the movie. And by that time, you know, the climactic action had started, and I was on board for that. So
I thought, because you praised the action, I thought some of the action is pretty shaky.
Which parts?
I mean, it was all awesome, and I, like, rule a cool it all, but, like, individual frames of, like, Chris Hemsworth jumping and landing, I didn't feel the weight of it.
Huh. Okay.
You know, like when a character strikes the superhero, when they jump and strike the superhero pose, there should be a certain weight to that.
Yeah.
And, like, I felt like
Unless you're Black Widow, and then it's it's all just, like, light as a feather.
Right. But you know what I'm saying? Like, when Iron Man comes out of orbit and does that thing where he creates, you feel a weight. And, like, Thor, I felt like they just got a picture. Like, okay, now crouch down, Chris. And they're literally just going to, like, green screen him in that static pose coming in, and he's going to land. And then, like, okay, you can get out of your kind of low squat.
Mm-hmm.
And they sold it with,
60% of his weight was in his hammer. So
I guess so.
Once
you
lose the hammer, you just don't have the impact crater that you used to.
He lost the hammer.
Yeah, I was not surprised by that because the previews once again showed me that.
Right. But that would have been...
What the fuck? That was a huge, scary moment for Thor.
Yeah, and I wish that we hadn't... Like, her catching the hammer would have been fine, but I think people would have legit kind of flipped out.
Yeah,
if
they
she
showed,
destroyed
like,
it.
All the cracks and stuff, too, right? In the trailers?
Oh, no, it's just... And, like, I think in the second trailer, he's even the line of him saying, like, you know, I lost my hammer. That's just a few days ago, so it's kind of... Like, they gave a lot of that stuff away.
Yeah.
And that's where you're it's like, holy shit, Hela is a force to be reckoned with. Like, if you didn't believe Anthony Hopkins, who just discorporated and saying that, like, oh, you guys are fucked. There's no way you can stop her. She's going to get the Asgard.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, and getting even more powerful. Peace. her shattering Thor's hammer would have done it.
Yeah.
I wish I knew more about this world because I feel like there's just tons and tons of Easter eggs and stuff that were way over my head because I don't understand the culture or the people.
Yeah.
If Thor's Thor, how can he be stopped by throwing a net on him?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man.
And if there's anti-god technology, why doesn't Asgard have it? Like, you'd think that'd be useful for the police to have.
They just don't care about technology, apparently. Like, some distant point in the past they did,
so they built
their shit, and then they said, that's enough.
Thor should have brought that net and thrown it on Hela, because I bet it would just, taken her down like that.
Probably.
I mean... It doesn't seem like there's much of a power limit. It's weird the things that they did hide. Like, they hid the fact that Thor lost his eye in this movie. In fact, they show that thing where he explodes onto the Rainbow Bridge and thunder and lightning. I just watched a trailer because Jack hadn't seen the trailer yet.
Yeah.
And I was watching on the way to the movie, and he had two eyes in that scene. Why the hell would they hide that? Like, guys, it's super crucial to the plot that he loses his eye. We don't want anyone to know.
Yeah. That's the thing. I guess if they had done more between Thor and Odin, that could have been worthwhile to hide that. But they really didn't do much of anything with it.
It's more almost like, well, he lost his eye. He's literally Odin now. He can sit on the on the throne.
Sure.
You have to start Odin sleeping now.
I guess.
Thor sleep, Thor
be
snoring.
In a coffin for however many years he was. I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, that's kind of the fun thing about. I do like. It's kind of fun that I don't know much about Thor, so it's all kind of like new and exciting and bright. But yeah, for the very first time, I started having questions about like relative power because it's like, you know, if it's all in the gods and like Thor's like trading punches with other gods, I get it. Or if he's trading punches with fantastic alien beings, like I get it. But like, what I don't understand is like, can Rocket the Raccoon make a pair of handcuffs that would just like take all of his power?
Right.
That's what starts to bug me.
Yeah.
And when I've just got a planet full of what it looks like mooks in a junkyard that can just take out Thor.
Yeah. The freaking Jawas.
Yeah.
Like, the Jawas rolled out of the Sandcrawler and I was like,
R2's
in trouble.
They Houtini'd his ass.
They sure did.
But like, that's the thing. Like, it'd be like, okay, yeah, sure. They can get R2-D2, but they shouldn't be able to get Darth Vader.
Right.
They shouldn't be able to take down Obi-Wan Kenobi, and they did.
Yeah, that's a mess. That's just bad. Yeah.
Hmm.
You're talking me out of glossing over some of these details, because you're right. He's the Luke Skywalker. He's the Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's the Yoda of the series, and they're just throwing a net over him.
Yeah. I mean, you could do that to Star-Lord. This movie...
The trouble is they're playing with characters with such fantastic powers.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how you, like, how do you show some normal person ever getting the upper hand on Thor? You either have him only fight gods ever.
Yeah.
Or you make up magical shit like this, I guess.
I mean, like I said, I think you can conceive threats where, you know, like either, like, he's got a whole bunch of minor threats to deal with, like those alien right. soldiers that would kill humans, and that's the thing. Like, I'm not afraid for myself. I'm afraid for Earth.
Yeah.
Or you can conjure these, like, you know, or he can go toe-to-toe with Loki or some of his ilk. But, yeah, it really bothers me when essentially he gets mugged. Mm-hmm. He goes to a planet and someone just picks his pocket. Like, what the fuck? Or magic. Like, I feel like a magical being could, like, you know, like... Doctor Strange yeah. be able to put the, like, that kind of makes sense.
I don't think Thor could take Doctor Strange, honestly.
I don't think he could either.
I think Doctor Strange would just twist up his mind and he'd be done.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I don't know a lot about Doctor Strange, but I wonder, like, is Doctor Strange secretly the most powerful character in the Marvel Universe?
He might be, yeah.
Like, I don't think it's any...
I don't think anybody else could have beat whatever that the Dormammu. Thing's name yeah. was. Yeah, Dormammu, sure.
I wonder if... it's probably no secret or no accident that they're saving, like, Thanos for the last because they need, like, every piece on the board mm-hmm. to take him out. Yeah. And I guess that's what they're teasing at the end of Thor. I don't know that Thanos rolls around in a colossal spaceship.
Okay.
But if he would, that would look like his spaceship. And it says the next time you see Thor will be in Infinity, the Avengers of Infinity War. So I think I'm out of things to talk about, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Overall, I don't regret seeing the movie. It was fun.
No, I mean, I'm surprised it's currently boasting a 94%
yeah, what
fresh.
What the hell?
Like, is it a symptom of, because primarily those ratings are critics yeah. that saw advanced copies. Are critics just hungry to see anything different in comic books? Like, you know... Can you do better than, like, Captain America Civil War for that? That's, like, the purest kind of high-stakes, brother-on-brother, comic book action, like, melodrama.
Yeah, it'd be pretty damn hard to beat.
So now you're pushing out into farce like Deadpool or Western like Logan or, you know, this slapstick zaniness like Guardians of the Galaxy. And
or even Spider-Man.
Yeah. Like, I wonder, like, they're just, you just, like, anytime someone tries something new, that they're just going apeshit for it. Because, like, oh, thank God it's not another, you know, three guys floating 2 feet off the ground hurling CGI bits of shit at each other.
I felt like a large part of this movie was that, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I'll remember this movie in any significant way 3 weeks from now.
Huh. I was also surprised, like, I was hoping that... Cate Blanchett, Hela versus the Valkyries that I love so much, like that very gothic, like pre-Raphaelite Wagner kind of shit. Like this is really epic kind of creation myth style of filming and the way they shot it and everything. Like I was hoping that would be a bigger part of the movie, like maybe a 10-minute prequel kind of thing, pre-credit sequence to see how the like Asgard got in the situation. But it was very. Yeah. Like, most of those scenes are in the trailer, and it's, like, 15, 20 seconds of the movie, and those are the scenes that kind of, like, captured my imagination the most. Like, the shadow falling over her face and her flinging all those spears against all the, you know, overexposed Pegasus they were flying on. That shit was super cool, but it didn't last long enough.
Yeah. And it didn't impact the rest of the movie enough, I guess.
Right.
You know? It set up her motivation, I suppose. Like, okay, we know about her, but what does this have to do with Thor, the main character of the movie?
Oh, wait a second.
It's just another big bad.
It wasn't like the latest thing that nerds lost their shit about that they made Thor a woman in the latest comic book. That strikes
Did
a chord.
Okay.
I wonder if they gave so much attention to this Asgardian Valkyrie lone survivor female because when Thor becomes Odin and Chris Hemsworth hands down the hammer, it's going to be to her.
Yeah, there were some moments definitely between them that they did not play for romance. They played for like
romance.
Mutual respect.
Well, okay. Yeah,
like when they both jump out of the jet and start taking out the other jets, and then
right.
they jump back in, there's like a moment where they
and they come
together.
It doesn't
quite feel romantic. It feels like respect.
Yeah, I think I broadly agree with what you're saying.
So yeah, I could see that.
But she was good. This Tessa Thompson, what has she been in?
She reminds me a little of Michelle Rodriguez, which is not fair.
Oh, she was in Creed.
Okay.
Westworld.
Shit, who is she? Westworld?
Ish. Oh, she was the other board of
yes.
That
yes.
came in to like put uh-huh. the kibosh on Anthony right. Hopkins. That's what I recognize her from.
Uh-huh.
Looks like she's in Selma as well. So they're another, but yeah, I thought she was really good, and I could get down yeah. with a Lady Thor if it comes to that.
Sure,
if bankrupt and immoral Hollywood, what depravity can they do other than make a Lady Thor,
my most cherished superhero?
Yeah, I mean,
Thor.
If they make Thor a woman, what comes next?
Just make them all women.
Fucking Donald Glover as Spider-Man.
No, Donald Glover's sister is Spider-Man. Let's make Iron Man into Iron Woman.
Yeah, just gender bend the whole sequence, too, of Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I would. At this point, they can be like, you know what? We're just doing this as a middle finger to the people who don't like it.
we'll cast like fucking John Cena as Black Widow. we'll have, I don't know, Michael Fassbender is going to be Pepper Potts.
Batman's going to be Michael Cera. Wait, that doesn't gender bend anything, does it?
I don't know.
I genuinely don't know.
He might be an
know.
Ace. He might be one of those asexuals.
Yeah.
So, like, you maybe. Know, you got to represent him, too. Mm-hmm. All right, that's it. We'll be back for sure Justice League, maybe Murder on the Orient or the Jessica Chastain. Chastain?
Yeah, gambling.
Name?
Gambling game movie, yeah.
One of the two. Mm-hmm. We'll be back for another Bald Movies later. See ya.